الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انا نسالك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالاسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك اصبحنا وبك امسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر واليك النشور. اصبحنا واصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did the hadith of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, says that his stepfather Abu Talha radiallahu anhu mentioned to his wife Hazrat Sulaim radiallahu anha, who was the mother of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, that I heard the voice of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His voice was very weak. So do you have anything? And this was because of hunger. And do you have anything so that we can give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she said, yes, she had some pieces of barley bread. So what she had done was she took out her scarf, a scarf that she had, and she wrapped the bread in that scarf, and she tied one part around the body of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, and she had tucked it under his clothes and sent him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he had come to the masjid, he had seen the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had some sahaba around him. So from here we learn also that in the masjid, the talks of deen, the teaching and the talim of deen should take place. Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching his companions. So when Anas radiallahu anhu came, he stood. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw him standing there, he said, did Abu Talha radiallahu anhu send you? He said, yes. He said, did he send you for food? He said, yes. Immediately he told the sahaba, stand up, let's go. So now Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that I went first. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was coming with the people. I went and told Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, and he immediately got excited, and he had told Hazrat Sulaim that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is coming with all the sahaba. So what a beautiful answer she gave. She said, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they know best. Obviously natural fear that we don't have food at home, and here we're getting such high ranking visitors, such great people coming to our home. But when she was told this, she said that Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they know best. So anyway, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, he came out to receive Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next adab we learn from there is that when a visitor comes home, somebody comes to visit you, then you should go out to receive that person. Don't wait for him to come in. So he went out to receive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they both entered, the two of them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Sulaim radiallahu anha, then bring whatever you've got. So she presented these pieces of bread that was there, barley bread. So he instructed that this be broken into small pieces. So this bread now was broken into small pieces. She had some butter that she squeezed on top of it and made it like a gravy. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua for barakat. And after he made dua, whatever Allah Pak had inspired him, the dua he made, then he said, call 10 sahaba at a time, so that the house doesn't get overcrowded. So 10 came and 10 left, 10 came, 10 left. So he said approximately about 70 to 80 people came and they ate. And then at the end, when they had gathered all the pieces, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right at the end, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he ate and then the family ate. And then the other riwayat that we see, that when they had gathered all the pieces, that it was as though it was the same as it was at the beginning. In other words, so much of barakat Allah Pak had put in this little bit food. All of them, there were 70 or 80, ate till they're full, but nothing had diminished and nothing had deteriorated from the amount that was there. So this is the barakat and the mu'ajiza and the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Qana'ati wal Afafi wal Iqtisadi fil Ma'ishati wal Infaqi wa Azammi Su'ali min ghairi darura. This is the chapter on content, happy and content with what Allah Pak has given a person. What taqdeer is written for a person, a man is happy with it. He doesn't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal afaf, chastity. Wal iqtisadi fil ma'isha means moderation in lifestyle. Wal infaqi, moderation in spending, moderation in expenditure. And disapproval of begging unnecessarily. Unnecessarily to go and ask somebody, this sharia disapproves. So a few ayats of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't any creature on earth except that Allah is providing for the creature. No matter what creature you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for the creature. Then another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the aspects, about the truly poor people. تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. These truly poor people, some of them are such, their qualities are such, that a person who is ignorant about that person's financial position, he'll think that this person is a wealthy person. Why outwardly he doesn't go and he show people that he's battling and things are difficult. He carries on like normal. When he comes out of the house, also he'll wear his kurta, his best kurta, he'll comb his hair nicely. He won't appear shabby in front of people.
So somebody might see him in the masjid, they'll see him somewhere, they'll think this person is a wealthy person. So this the Quran is saying, these are the true people. تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. But you'll be able to recognize them from their faces, by some signs. You'll be able to recognize them. And لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافَ. The third quality of those people that are truly in need, the genuine people, that they won't go and besiege people for money. They won't go and trouble and hassle people for money. They won't continuously ask people for money. This is not their style. Rather, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first hadith we'll do today. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس الغني عن كثرة العرض ولا ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that wealth, true wealth, is not to have a lot. Meaning, true wealth is not linked with the amount a man has. He's got investments, he's got properties, he's got wealth in the bank, he's got cash, etc. That is not true wealth. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. True wealth is the wealth of the heart. In other words, if the heart is content, then this man is a wealthy man. Otherwise, a man can be held all the money in the world, but it doesn't make him content, doesn't keep him happy. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, he explained this very nicely. He said, a person who is content with what Allah Pak has given him, is happy with the decision. In other words, he's not desiring more and more. So this person now, Allah will give him respect in society. People will start respecting him. They'll see that this person is an honorable person, etc. But a person who's got greed, this greed will make him stoop to such levels. He'll go do such things that will shock people. People will get surprised that this person could stoop to such a level. But the only thing that caused him to stoop and to do those sort of things was greed. And greed is such a thing will cause a person to get disgraced. Eventually he'll stoop and he'll get disgraced. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining that this is the true wealth. The real wealth is when a person is happy with the lot that Allah Pak has given him. Just two or three days ago, one person phoned. He said, we need to see you urgently, very urgently, please. An alim phone. He said, we need to see you very urgently. They were not far away, they were in the area. So I said, okay, I'll come and see them. It was during the day. When I went to the place, it was the attorney's office. And there was two attorneys sitting there, there was an alim sitting there, there was a father and a daughter sitting there. So now what was the issue? What was the problem? So they explained before I could come in, one the alim came out to explain, to say that this man, he's got millions and millions and millions, very wealthy person. But the problem is that his daughter is taking him to court. So there's some dispute over money. So now the father and daughter can't see eye to eye, so he's becoming very nasty and very bad. So we are just trying to patch up and repair this thing. So this is the situation that is happening here at the moment, and we require your assistance. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is the man has got so much of wealth, wealth and wealth. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking, that sometimes the own family, own daughter wants to take the father to court. The documents were prepared, everything lodged, that they won't take the father now to court. So what is the use of having all the wealth when a person doesn't have that contentment in the heart? So this is the beauty of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other person doesn't have all that millions, but he has a contentment in his heart. He'll be a happy person in having all that wealth and fighting with your own children and your own family. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.